Okay, we're in the Half Moon Pub with Mike Goodman and Michael Gove, the two Mikes. Mm-hmm. And we've just been out campaigning across the three villages of Chobham, Windlesham and Bagshot. It's been an incredible afternoon and we've met some amazing people. Michael, would you just say a few words about your experience this afternoon?
It's been lovely, actually. I mean, I met some of the incredibly nice people it's a privilege to represent. I mean, I thought meeting Deirdre Atkins, who's lived in the same house in Windlesham for 42 years, was amazing. I mean, Deirdre is Miss or Mrs. Windlesham, I suppose you could say, stalwart of the Windlesham Society. I first met her when her neighbour's house was flooded, and she remembered every detail of that meeting, you know, 4 or 5 years on. And she's a fantastic, lovely person. It was great to catch up with her. It was also good to hear the news from local businesses, because one of the concerns that I've had over the last few months is that maybe a combination of bad weather, what's been happening abroad, and maybe just a sort of lack of confidence would have meant that business was slack. But not at all. When we talked to Alan Howland, the estate agent in Bagshot, who's, you know, lived and worked in the area for many years now, he said business is cracking, which is fantastic. He's only got 6 houses left on his books after having you know, marketed everything that's come on, which is wonderful. And it was particularly encouraging, he said, that more first-time buyers felt they had the confidence to put in a bid. That meant that more people could move on from the homes where they're, you know, which they currently wanted to get on the market, and the housing market overall is moving again, which is great.
Right, and we also went into Bagshot, into the consultation there that Surrey Heath Borough Council are having about what the plans are for the future development of the borough. What did you pick up on anything there?
Yes, what was really interesting is that the borough council's going to great lengths to make sure that everyone's fully informed, and I think it's fantastic when you've got big planning decisions that you've got a borough that's taking the trouble to let people know what the difficult questions are and consulting them. And planning is controversial for all the sorts of reasons that we know. We want to preserve green spaces, but we also want to have houses for our children. The really good thing about the consultation here is that steps are taken to involve everyone, and I had a chance to catch up with some local residents who were again expressing one or two of their concerns, but they were grateful actually that their voices were being heard.
And why should people vote for Mike Goodman?
Well, Mike's a regular guy who wants to help people. I mean, if you want someone who's got a bit of business now, then Mike has that. He's worked as a manager in retail for a supermarket chain I'm not allowed to mention, but we'll call for the sake of argument Sainsbury's. And you know, when he was working there, he understood you know, how to meet a bottom line, how to make ends meet. So we need people at County Hall who have an eye for saving money and efficiency, and he's definitely got that. He's got experience. He's a parish councillor. He was elected to serve the people of Windlesham, and he's done a fantastic job in that respect. And he understands the nitty-gritty issues that affect our quality of life, everything from planning through transport to getting your child into the local school. The other thing is that he likes people. I know it's a curious thing to point out, but you do get some people in politics who shy away from conversation. The great thing about Mike is that so far in this campaign, he's met 3,000 people. He's had a chance to find out what the concerns are. And if there's anyone who's got their finger on the pulse of local people, it's Mike.
And not to mention his incredible enthusiasm and energy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we've been we're getting close to the end of the campaign. Mike, having seen so many people, has taken their issues up at the highest level, whether it's with existing county councillors or with me as the MP, let alone me as a cabinet minister. We had a long conversation about what we can do to get better school places earlier today. And yet he's fresh as a daisy. You wouldn't think that he'd been campaigning now for months on end. And I think that's because he's enthusiastic and loves the work he's doing. And it, you know, if you want to have someone representing these three villages at County Hall, then you couldn't have a better person than someone with Mike's enthusiasm and joie de vivre.
Michael Gove, thank you very much.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you, Paul.